Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Matladi.
Ao ke le jumedi sha mo studio ba ruti ba ka ka le bitso la Jesu Christ.
Tabela.
Jesu san charloti le ka nete. Ei. Ke thata fela ke go reka a time ka mokgokelo go potseng ka gona.
Ei.
Ke le jumedi sha fela ba ruti ba ka. A ska tswa ke ba le radio gore nka thaetse ga lentse le bolela le STV ya kana le yona. Ke tlo thaetsa mo mhlampe ke khone gore ke bale diverse mara anyway ke a leboga e santseng contacta Radio Pulpit ka diverse
yeah
ka Johanna 15
that's it
sarsa morare sarsa veine ke nna ke tatate ya dula go nna o dula go tate
aga
le nna ke tla dula go yena mme e a enyang ke kenywa go me o tla o tate o tla matishetsa tsona yo ba ruti ba ka ke le gopotse le bo pastor Marake ke le gopotse ka ofela ga lena ke le gopotse le bo bahle mo studio amen god bless you amen
thank you so much koko morena wetse hantle hle le rena re ho gopotse
discover an abundance of life 657 am
all right here's another one this one is from Thokomtshweni Duduza saying ngiyambingelela kweli namandla igama lika Jesu bafundisi bami naphatha indaba esengenele abantwana bakaNkuluNkulu kulesikhathi esiphila kuso inhlebo yo emabandleni ehambisana nomona phakathi uma uke wabona abazalwane bengamacembucembu kukhona ukubi obahlanganisile kunomama osike sakhonza naye basesazi alright ithike ngibeke kahle ya bese sazi uma kwafika umuntu enkonzweni makaphuma inkonzo wake wahamba naye akasabuyanga hey nkosi yami next week akabuyanga awu mawuhlangana naye umcela phinda avakashi uzothola ezibhlungu zodwa ngebandla yo wagcina sekahlulekile ebandleni ngoba ube nenhloso ezimbi ngebandla ulimi bazalane asuliyeke bo lubulala umphefumulo yaba imphefumulo yabantwana benkosi ngiyabonga uThoko Mthweni lapha ya eduduza thina besithi kusenayitsheni eduduza siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubuse ngendlela eyisimanga Thoko.
The prayer of a righteous person has great power. Please continue to pray for Radio Pulpit and the work we do in South Africa and beyond.
Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear from you. Drop us a voice note there also on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, can give a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Ke sizwe ukuthi uthini ke wena ngalolu daba. 012-334-1322. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother, Brother Ray.
Butwami, kunjani?
Kwami, yabulisa manje kamehlo mfethu Jesu Kristu. Ngibulisa futhi nebandla lonke labafundisi lapho, Brother Ray.
Awu, sawubona baba.
Sawubonani. Hey, topic evil species. Yazi ubabhadela sayindlala le ndaba ukuthi ebhasini. Labo mama babuye enkonzweni kodwa baphethanga nezizwe. Bakhuluma ukubola njengomfundisi.
Hey, madodhe.
Ebhlungu lento, Brother Ray.
Mm.
Yeah. Evil species, my brothers and sisters, is so anomalous.
Mm.
I think sibandla siyazi ukuthi we have died to sin.
Yeah.
But masazi ukuthi sin is not dead.
Mm.
Masazi ukuthi ulimi lwethu luyisitho esincane. Kepha lungenza abantu babulalane, Brother Ray.
Hey. Yeah.
Lungenza abantu bathandane futhi.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, ngesikhathi sisatoyitola sama comrade. Abantu bebathi bazonda nekubathi hey allo uyisell out ngomlomo. Labana bathika basabuze, sebayagijimisa bayokushaya ukuthi uyisell out.
Uyakhumbula? Yeah, bathi impimpi, yeah.
Yeah, bathi impimpi.
Mm.
Abaningi baze bafa abasela lokho, brother.
Hey madoda.
Ai. Emlonyeni wethu kuphuma amazwi okwakha. Kubuye kuphume futhi amazi abolile.
Mm.
Ngoba uzothola amadoda ehleli lapha yana ephuza ibhiya. Now I saw the library raised a valinjan.
Yeah, in my third.
Moblavan Bakuman, I'll find a language for Zan that describes them, Ninjan, amazing angel.
Hey. Ice.
Kuluma in some told the bonk about by a slave, a woman.
And umama wala pagule andriana, lova kulumangai.
Yaba kulumangai. And okuluma lay in chamber, sometimes the bambi, but if necessary, you also skip his zoo, mubala lady in chamber, but shag a woman nank.
Hm.
I think the million that's coached till there was here, like a corn mundo kulmo, unday bolly, the kota, utongo to el and above Tonabangan gongkela, bamtanga at the moon. Yeah. Ah. And put you. Uthola ukuthi nabesifazane nabo beshadile bakhuluma ngamadoda abo kanti kanje.
Mhm.
Sawubuza ukuthi lo muntu yini ushade naye? Athi hayi ngiyabekezela kulomshado ngoba nginabantwana.
Eish.
Umuntu athi ngiyabekezela ngenxa yabantwana bami.
Mhm.
Athina ngiphuma lapha ngizothola owes kunalona enginayo.
Ungcono ngihlala.
Yho mhleli ngibekezele. Uyashisa khona. Sebare into engasisiza ukwazi ukuthi izwi lithini kithi ngolimi lethu.
Yeah.
The word has specific teaching in our lives about human personality totally.
Mm.
Yiko sifanele sibe ne supernatural grace of God. Ukuza umoya engcwele kube uye olawula izithweni zomzimba yethu kuyaphela.
Mhm.
Nolimi lethu lwakhe ngamazwi aphuma emilonyeni yethu.
Yes.
Because just imagine labantu bekhuluma lapho brother begcoke abantu abalenda abangayanga esontweni bazathi ha sofuna lapha yena.
Sokwenzani ngoba benza so labantu sizwile ngabe
ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu wami busisi the God be the glory
all the time. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, my brother. God bless you too.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're touching base on the very issue of evil talk, evil speech, what these are even all about. You can send us your voice notes, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. It happens much at the times also when we look into this issue that we see amongst many things, the very notions that one can come across with. It is that you can also see slander, you can also see evil talk, you can also see gossips. You can also see whisperings. You can also see backbiting. Hmm? Backbiting. You can also see that when we talk about slander. So there is quite a lot with regards to this. We need to look into this. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. 0826572729. And then Bessie Astella ke ukuthi ufila kanjani ke ngalolu daba. Otherwise, much of the times, si abantu vele abavele bakhulume ngaloku. And the verses also, let me read some verses on slander. Check this one out. Nehemiah 6, verses 6, it says, in it was written, it is reported amongst the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king. Remember, Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, but there were people who were slandering Nehemiah at all times. People who really got Nehemiah, they wanted him to be in trouble, and they were saying all kinds of things, backbitings towards him. It is quite sad, this thing. Fundis Mota? Ukona Mruti? Alright. Jabu, Ukona?
Yes, I'm here, man.
Yes, yes, go on, sir.
Yeah, also backbitings, you know, like even gossips.
Yeah.
Those, that's it, the speech. Because it means now you are talking bad about others, like going to other people and spreading the rumors, things that you don't have evidence that they've done. Even joining in when people are speaking bad about others to comment, even to sit, because the word guides us that you should not sit in the company of the scoffers.
Yeah.
You know, blessed are those who do not sit in the company of the scoffers.
Mm.
So if you find yourself also in the company of the gossipers and you are there at work, every time when these colleagues of yours are gossiping, you also love to be part of their company. You also promote condoning evil speech. So we should really, you know, even the word says, bad company corrupts a good character. So you might be good, but because of the company you keep, end up also speaking bad because of the people that you are sitting with. So let us be careful that at all times we are the people who meditate on the word, that which is good, that which is noble, that which is lovely, which is praiseworthy. Even when people are speaking bad about the manager because of how harsh, how he is or she is, don't be part of the scoffers. Speak good.
Yeah.
Try to find something good. In this earth, every one of us, God has put us with some goodness in us.
Mm.
And if we can always strive to find that goodness in each and every one of us, we will see how beautiful we are. And that will only if we promote good speech at the expense of evil speech. We are ruled by media. Media is for evil speech.
Yeah.
Everything you watch on TV, it's all bad. It's all bad news. You know, that's why I don't know when last I watched the news, because of there is nothing good for me.
Mm.
It's about, the rent that is dropping and the inflation that is not even going up, the economy that is not outperforming, the disasters, the wars and everything. And then you end up even your mind being corrupted or polluted with all those bad news, and you start to speak bad. You start to see bad. Let us occupy ourselves with the good. The gospel is the good news.
Yes.
If you want to know anything that is good, let us focus on the word that we've been given, and then even our speech will change. Instead of speaking evil, we'll be the people who are speaking good.
Mm.
Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. All right. How? What is happening? Someone just wrote, Aibo. Okay. No. It's an old WhatsApp. I'll be saying Mangel. It's an old WhatsApp. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Drop us a voice note. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We need to understand from you as to what you say with regards to this. Evil speech, what it is even all about.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right, Fudis Mota, let me bring this to you. People are rumors, gossip mongers, rumors. Psalms chapter 50 verse 20 says, you sit and speak against your brother. You slander your own mother's son. Yeah? We have that kind of thing. Someone wrote a WhatsApp here and saying, hey, ziyabuya kunomunye umama enkonzweni hawo. Phumi smart.
Hey. Fundisi, that's a very, very sad part that one even
sometimes umamfundisi, hey madodhe.
Hey, starting from your own household,
from the top,
and it even go further to the very brother or sister or fellowship and you will be talking bad against that particular person ukhuluma okubi ngaye, and that is mfundisi unacceptable from singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, because it is kaNkulunkulu, and the book of James says that love your neighbor as you love yourself. So the moment umuntu eqala khuluma kabi, with his fellow brethren, with his fellow colleague, with his family member, that shows ukuthi lo muntu akanalo uthando lukaNkulunkulu, because God is love, does not even know who God is, because you can never speak bad or evil against somebody that you love, somebody that you respect, you know. That is why you will even find people, they don't even respect their leaders that God has set before them. But they will be talking behind their back. They will be saying things, nasty things about that person, just for the fact that, for his deformation of character, just to humiliate that person. There's things that people say, you know, they say, it was just an expensive joke. How can it be an expensive joke at the expense of somebody when that person is going to be humiliated? You said that correctly, knowing that this person will be humiliated, and you are doing that deliberate. No, then you say, no, I was just joking. But you knew that if that joke would have turned and came to you, you will not even be able to accept it. You will always be the one, oh, your suguma always are cool, but you find it easy to do that. So the word of God, Fundis, it says that we should let our speech at all time. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, verse 6, it says that, let your speech always be with grace.
Seasoned with salt. Yes.
Yes. That you may know how to answer anyone.
Yes.
So kufanele ukuthi indlela, you know, umusa kaNkulunkulu mawube yiwona obusa ngaphakathi kwethu, then we will be able to speak with peace, with love, with grace, and we are seasoned with salt. I will know what to say and what not to say. Not just having a verbal diarrhea and then you speak whatever that comes to your mind.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on the matter.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, let me bring this also to you, Sipho. Now, when we talk of evil speech, remember slanderings also. No? Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 3, verse 8. Haman said to the king Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed amongst the people in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those from all other peoples, and they do not keep the king's laws. Therefore, it is not fitting for the king to let them remain, which means the king had to kill them. The king had to send them to exile or kill them. And he was talking about the Israelites. Haman was talking bad, slandering the Israelites. Slandering is an evil speech, even though at times it comes in as an advice. Sipho.
That's true indeed, Mfundis. And remember, umabantana bakaNkulunkulu, they went under trials because of slandering. It is because the devil does not love them, want them to perish. And he will use anyone who available for any false accusation.
Yeah.
That is why we need to, umabantana bakaNkulunkulu, to be skeptical on the things as is sure yo, ngabanye abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. In the book of Acts, chapter 5, we are told about abapostoli babanjwa bafake etilongweni kwathiwa laba bakhuluma kabi ngombuso kaNkulu ngenkosi ayikhona ngaleso sikhathi, kwathiwa akungqoni ba-orderishe bangasaphinde bakhulume ngaloko emphakathini. Whereas izwi kaNkulunkulu lizindaba ezimnandi. So we need njengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu ukuthi evil speech ingaba yi-part and parcel of us being used by the devil to curse others. Kukhona abanye la mfundisi masifunda kwi-Old Testament ukuthi yagcotshwa le ndoda yacela ukuthi ihambe iyokhesa abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. lithi iBhayibheli ngalesikhathi eya lapha sebambhadalile ayokhesa people, I mean abantwana bakaNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu washintsha amazwi eziqalekiso kwaphuma amazwi esibusiso. Kwasekuba neliverse elithi ngamqalekisa kanjani ongaqalekiswa nguNkulunkulu, ngamdlelezela kanjani ongadlelezelwa nguNkulunkulu. So in other words mfundisi, every speech isho ukuthi uma abantu befisa ukusetshenziswa uSatan bayakwazi ukusilendarisha umuntu bakhulume namanga, njengoba utshile encwadini ka-X ukuthi kwakuwumkhuba kahamani ukuthi ufuna lesizwe siphelile. So indlela ukuthi esetshenziswa uSatan is to lie, and amanga mfundisi alula kodwa wakhohlwa.
Yeah, sure. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let us hear what you say on this matter. The very issue of slander, we see it much of the times. We need to be careful with regards to this. Hey, man. La utokomse ne tutuza ubambe nyindaba laphayana. Hey, nami yazingasala ngiyibuza ngithi kusese khona abantu abanje. But abantu babasindiswa bese nebephokophele ekukhulumeni kabi ngebandla baze abantu bayeke.
Thank you for choosing us as your daily companion. Visit radiopulpit.co.za or spiritual fuel for the journey.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Babongani.
Ngibonga ukuthola ithuba, ngibingelele kuwe mfundisi uRay, ngibingeleleke nakubafowethu studio, ngibingeleleke nabalaleli bonke abathandekayo beRadio Pulpit egameni likaJesu Kristu waseNazaretha. Isihloko esithi evil speech, evil is sin. The evil speech is blasphemous words. Ukona ngokukhuluma. Ukukhuluma kabi ngamazwi ayimfumbe, not speaking good about someone or plainly but in dark sayings. An example in Numbers 12, Miriam and Aaron, who spoke against Moses because he had married an Ethiopian woman. Bebe khuluma kabi ngomfo wabo uMose ngoba ke wayeganwe ngumkhushi ke umuntu omnyama. The evil speech are of a desperate one, which are as wind, overwhelm those who are in need and undermine others. Ukukhuluma ngokubi nangenkohliso, speaking wickedly and talk deceitfully. Acts chapter 6, verse 11 and 13. Then they secretly induced me to say, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and God. They also set up false witness who said, this man does not cease to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. UStefano umangalelwa emphakathini bemonela ngoba egcwele umusa namandla, wenza izimangaliso nezibonakaliso ezinkulu phakathi kwabantu. Uma usenza ke okuhle kuba khona abantu ke abakumonelayo bakhulume kabi. God is going to reward the accusers and those who speak evil against others. We can read in Psalm 109 verse 20. Ababeka abanye amabala bayathola umvuzo ovela kuJehova. Psalm 73 verse 8. Bayaqolodela ebubini bekhuluma ngokukhahla. Bekhuluma bese kuphakameni. Hayi ekuphakameni ke kwaleli bandla elaziwayo bayebekhuluma ke bekhukhumeleke laba bantu. Psalm 41 verse 5. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? Izitha zami zikhuluma okubi ngami zithi uzokufa nini igama lakhe lichitheke na. Namhlanje khona abantu abafisela abanye abantu okubi bekhuluma bethi uzo ngifisa ke ukuthi ke alahlekelwe yile ngane ke oyithwele noma ke lo muntu engifisa ke ukuthi agubude ke ngale moto yakhe athi sengathi ke angafeyila ke lo mntwana wakhe oqhosha ke ngaye sengathi nje angalahlekelwa ke umsebenzi ngamagama ngamazwi amabi ke la akhulunywa ke ngabantu. Angibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise ke egameni lika Jesu Christu. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, sir. We really appreciate inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga. Siyabonga nje kakhulu. Gazi.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mfundisi wamina.
Sibingelele pastor, sibingelele pastor, sibingelele nabalaleli bonke ba Radio Pulpit ngisakazwe ngizabalekile.
Etithokotisa.
Manje ke pastor lana ubona ke ngencane ukukhuluma ke. Abantu bebathandaza ukuthi uNkulunkulu siphe imali, siphe amandla noma siphe imali sibe nesakho esikhulu sebandla. Lasokhonzela khona indlu yokukhonzela. Kube khona sokuhlangana mpela uNkulunkulu abapha amandla kwakhiwe lesakho esikhulu.
Yeah.
Bakhonzele lapho kube se kuba khona lo ulimi mfundisi.
Hey madodana.
Ukukhuluma kumakhulumani ka ukukhulumana kabi. Umuntu saphume lapha thatha abazalwana bonke. Baphume futhi bayofika abendaweni akanamali naye bathandaze futhi ukuthi kube khona isakhiwe lapho. Kube khona isakhiwe kube sokufika omunye futhi athathe khona lapho bahambe lapha bale yakho lezi. Zisale zingasabana abantu bokuthandazela kuzona mfundisi. Ngenxa yani yolimi. Namacembo ezombuzazo kanjalo mfundisi. Amacembo ezombusazo kuba khona ngenxa yokukhulumana kabi. Umunye aphume nabanye khona labaphume bahambe. Bocala icembo lezombuzazo, icembo labo lezombusazo mfundisi. Khona le baphinde bakhulumane kabi. Kube khona umunye futhi othatha bonke labantu laba ahambe nabo mfundisi. Manje ke kube khona umunye futhi ophuma khona apa emazweni ocela izimali. Kumphezimala abuye mfundisi ngifuna ukulungisa lelizwe lakithi leliyani abe safika lapha mfundisi athenga abantu abathenga ukuthi baphume kulela cembu lelaka babo lakabo babo umkhulu wakhe leliyani baphume lapha manje ke Na bona abantu la ufuna babo hlangane bamfuna ngoba balase izimali zabo. Imali yalahleka ngoba umuntu uma mfundisi oqala icembu lezombusazwe abesoboleka izimali khona lemazweni. Uma sesimbona ukuthi lo ufuna la uzosihlangana phela usele icembu lethu. Sumenza ukuthi angawini mfundisi. Angaphumelele emavotini. Siwabamba amavoti lawa yani siwabhirite ngabomu ukuze mfundisi angaphumeleli. Laba baluza izimali zabo lawa. Manje kungako la ezweni emazweni ethu sola ukuthi kune into lenge sputu kwebabiza ukuthi confusion kube nombango kakhulu kuliwe kakhulu la Africa le ngenxa yani yokungazwani ukukhulumana kabi lokuthi kube njalo mfundisi kanti mabo pastor
siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi wami siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga inkuluke le ndaba ekhulunywayo Laikaya.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Sespindi.
Good evening, Pastor Ray. Hey. And the guest in Thank the you. Studio, and the family. Of Lady Pulpit. Evil speaking. You know, abantu abakhuluma evil speaking. As Asash Mfundisi, yeah. Kakhulukazi basuke banijelous. And once bekubona ukuthi you are favored by God, they will look mistake njengoba nishilo ngathi chashaze elincane. Uma ngazo ukuthi ubuzwa umuntu bekengekho, akubuza indaba boyikho. Boyikhuluma nomunye, lo munye bekengekho, but uyokhona ukubuza ukuthi no. Indaba le iye yahamba yafinelela kabi. UNkulunkulu akasize bathi ilimi lincane but lingakhosta umlilo. But as ushiwo ukuthi u-Aaron noMiriam uNkulunkulu wabashaya ngoba be careful ukuthi ukhuluma ngobani. Kanjani. So siyabonga, let us be careful and guard our tongues, Pastor Ray. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Sisiphindi, inkosi kubusise ngendlela eyisimanga kakhulu.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM. No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, Koto B. Mavi says, greetings for Sray and your guests. Ijo, this one is too personal, it's true. Because our tongue in the presence of the Lord, especially as women, after church we have groups, we gossip about our own pastors. Proverbs 21:23, those who guard their tongues keep themselves from calamity. And she says, amen. To God be the glory. All right, send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Lenki Rampo says, Dumelang bonta temurening. Evil speech is discontentment and lies accompanied by extreme jealousy and envy leading to harmful results. Hey! Just in short, that's what it is. Yeah, that is what it is even all about. Retsantsi re tlokomeleng banna ba hetsu.
Radio buzzing of life, 657 AM.
Tabo Mufukeng says, greetings, brothers, in the wonderful name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Nothing much, listening and learning. May Yahushua be glorified. Thank you so much, man. We give him all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. There's no one like him in our lives. We bless his holy name. There's no one like him in our lives indeed.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Mangosi.
Verse 4, Pastor Ray Kwanala, 52. Uthi, uthanda onke amahlu okubhubhisa wena lulimi lwenkohliso. Ngakho ke uNkulunkulu uyakukubhidliza kuze kube phakade. Uyakubamba akukhiphe ethendeni lakho, akuhliphule ezweni labaphilayo. Oh, hey, siqaphele Pastor Ray, ngiyabonga.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified. We trust the Father is doing you well. Now, let me bring in our guests, and then I'll play you some music. Let me come back to you, Jabu. Whosoever, I'm reading Proverbs chapter 10, verses 18. Whosoever hides hatred has lying lips, and whosoever spreads slander is a fool. Slander is a language of foolishness. All forms of hatred, they are sourced from lying lips. Anna, Jabu.
Yes, yes. Actually, lies are just, they sum up evil speech. Lies, you know. And also, we know who is the father of all lies.
Yes.
According to the word.
Absolutely.
The devil himself is the father of all lies.
Mm.
So, because he lied from the beginning.
Yeah.
So now, also, a person who really condones lies or who lies, it's really the person who's controlled by evil speech, you know. So it means even the heart is corrupt, you know, because Christ teaches about that which defiles us, that it's not that which actually comes, external things, that will come from outside. Because sometimes it's easy for us to blame people, you know. For what we are supposed to take responsibility of about our lives. It's easy to just point fingers and not take responsibility for your behavior. So Christ says, what comes out of the heart is that which defiles a person, because within the heart lies the evil intentions, evil motives, you know, all malice, all vulgar, all forms of lies, they reside within the heart. So as much as also a good heart, the word of God is full of that heart. Actually, that heart is full of the word of God. And also the speech is good. But when our hearts are evil, then our speech is also evil. So you definitely on point when you say lies also. That's the biggest root of evil speech, lies. You know, where we twist, you know, like even the word of the Father just to please us, or maybe also to even promote our own agendas, like we see today, people standing in pulpits at the name of the Father, but deep within their hearts, knowing their motives, that it's for selfish gain, selfish ambitions, you know, followings, and also building empires, which is so sad, my friend. Just I would love to sum up my comment with this, the book of Acts 2:44. It says, and all who believed were together and had all things in common. So let us be the people also who really are, like, as much as I was saying, we speak good, but also let us have all in common. You know, like, as much as my friend, you are my friend, but also that which the Lord has apportioned for me, I should regard this as also apportioned for you. And that will drive away evil speech amongst us.
Yeah.
You know, because if I don't take it like that, I am opening the room for myself to be jealous of what the Lord has blessed you about, or for you to be jealous of what the Lord has blessed me about. But if we have everything in common, like your blessings are my blessings are your blessings, as much as Mfundisi Uhadebe, Mfundisi Umotha, all the listeners, then there will not be room for evil speech where now we start to hate each other, to speak bad of each other, to backbite and to gossip, because of we know that we are one and we share the very same equal blessing that the Father has given to us. Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And let me bring this also to you, Mfundisi Mota. Now, I'm looking at Amos chapter 7, verse 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to Jeroboam, king of Yasharal, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the midst of the house of Yasharal. The land is not able to bear all his words. Talks of conspiracies. When people conspire against one another, that in itself is evil speech. Fundis Mota?
Fundis, that is very much true. Conspiring against anybody, it's evil on its own. Planning into A and B about the person. Some of the people, they even plan to move some people from the positions that the father himself has placed this particular person, and they think that they can do better than them, and hence they will start creating stories that are not so true about the individual person, and with an intention that they want to get rid of the person, whether moving from the post or moving from the site, or make him go to Azonde, even as a bandlin, a bonagale. There are people who even left the churches because people have conspired against them. They've said false things about them. They said things that this person has done 1, 2, 3, even those people have not even done, and nobody can listen to them no more because ubano kulumele kulume umotha uyigagu ekhulumeni. So whatever that he says, we will take it without even listening to the other side of the story. And that was a conspiracy, something that has been planned, because some people, and people who conspire against others, they see those people as a threat to them. And they will find a way, trying to find a way that we want to just to get rid of such a person. And that is hypocrisy in the house of the Lord. That is why the word of God in Proverbs 11, in Fundis, verse number 9, it says, the hypocrite with his mouth destroy his neighbor. When you conspire against somebody, your intention is to destroy that person, whether physically, whether spiritually, but you are intending that person because you want, and because of envy, you know, it's jealous. I think it was you or Pastor Sipo, he mentioned that umona will make people to speak evil against other people. And the word of God warns us, it said, do not speak evil against any other. So we need to guard against that. In closing, I just want to say, in Proverbs chapter 21, verse 23, it says that whoever guard his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from trouble. There are many people who end up being troubled because of what they speak, because they cannot be able to control what they say. They speak wrong things and they end up in trouble. And speaking evil will even draw you away from the presence of the Most High God. So we need to be careful about that. It will take you away from the blessings of God himself, because you are now not representing the kingdom of God, but you're representing the kingdom of darkness, because Satan, the devil, is the father of all life.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say on this very issue there. Sipho, let me bring this to you before I play a song. Now, if you look at Proverbs 30, verses 10, do not malign a servant to his master, lest he curse you and be found guilty. These talks of cursing one another, these are evil talks, man. Nokuza nabantu mabakhuleka bathi I curse usibani bani bani belo bekhuleka lapha. Hey Sipho, uthini? Hey Nkosi yami.
Those are the evil people and evil men. Incwadi Ezra 24 verse 1 and 2. Don't be envious of evil men.
Yeah.
Don't desire to be with them. For their mind devise violence, and their lips talk of troubles. Go back to the sender. No, we don't talk like that. We pray God's perfect will. That is why I'm funding. We also need to address the issue about food, them 7 days. The issue of bullying, funding. Bullying,
Regarding
a mass. When people they say something that didn't do, fascism is negative. Those are the evil speech that people say to you. And when you hear them, we are born with no. This is part and parcel of bullying. Sina abunale nhloba labazalwana mfundo sokuthi umelimele bandleni and try to influence abanye abantu to subscribe to the lie and to all the evil bad language that they will talk about the man of God, even the body of Christ himself. That is why we need to repent and stop this nonsensical idea that we sometimes hear in our churches.
Absolutely. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say. Here we go.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Yes, indeed. Babongane.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and my brothers who are your guests at the studio, and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Evil spirit, it is defame, slander, rumors, gossip, tale-bearing, and backbiting. James chapter 4, verse 11. Do not speak evil of one another, brethren. He who speaks evil of a brother and judges his brother speaks evil of the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not the doer of the law, but a judge. As believers, evil and destructive speech should not come out of our mouths, because we are ambassadors for Christ, bearing his name and reputation in the world. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. We should only speak things that are good for building up as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. We can find that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29. In Christ, we are called to leave behind the old self with its sinful inclinations and clothe ourselves with the new man, renewed in the image of Christ. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 10. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. 10. And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. To put away evil speech is to commit ourselves to a life characterized by grace, love, and edification. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other. Mm. People love to talk about other people. People delight in digging up debt. Hey. If we understood the scriptures better, we might regret even more of our speech. Mm. Acts chapter 23, verse 5. Then Paul said, I did not know, brethren, that he was the high priest, for it is written, you shall not speak evil of ruler of your people. Singakhulumi okubi ngababusi bethu nabaholi bethu emabandleni. Umsebenzi okumele ke siwenze ke thina kumeleke sibakhulekele, hayi ke ukubakhuluma kabi. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 10, 12, and 18. And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority, they are presumptuous, self-willed, They are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries, but these, like natural brute beasts, made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they do not understand, and will utterly perish in their own corruption. For when they speak great swelling words of emptiness, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through lewdness, the ones who have actually escaped from those who live in error. Asingalenzi ke leli phutha lokuthi ke sihlebe ke ngababusi bethu ke nabaholi bethu emabandleni. Amen.
Thank you so much. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi kubusise ngendlela esimanga. Let's see also he says, good evening Bafundisi Bami, to God be the glory again for an eye-opening topic. Evil speech and attacks are a sickness that has bad repercussions on either the perpetrator and the victim. I've been sick for a year now over something a doctor cannot see. This gentleman in my neighborhood came a month ago to tell me I will be blind and nothing of mine will be fine because I could not die of this sickness. Sadly, the gentleman is now no more because of an accident. I liked the guy, though he offended me many times, and I continuously forgave him. I hear you well. I hear you well. And Maria Timpe says, God's people... God's people for me, my beautiful posters. Pray for me. I'm Maria Mguni and I'm sick. Maria Mguni, please be healed in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. We pray that you be healed throughout in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. And then Koto B. Mev says, Matthew 12:34, you brood of vipers, how can you who are evil say anything good? For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. We are able to hear and do what is right. Are kalmeheng re tloheleng ho nna tlhogopopota re tloheleng lesebo re a le ba ruti ba rona re a rute ha morena a re bolekele lona. And then Maria Timpe, okay, Maria Timpe, I've read that, says they talk evil speech on God's against me, we pray. No weapon forms against you shall prosper, man. Says Mfundi Swami, Maria Timpe, I thank God. I don't like gossiping bad, but God and love and respect and Holy Spirit, amen. Sipho Chabu Mdeni Wami, Wonke, Uti Radio Pulpit, Mfundisi Mota, yo, Popozani, wow, great, together, I love you. Smech baholi bam, I love you. Smech baholi bam, Maria Timpe. God is good all the time. Evil speech, oh God, please us. That's from evil outside, work in the churches, we pray. May the Father help us even far much more. Time has really gone. I'm looking for those that I did not read so that I can read almost all. I can read almost all. Sispindi, I think then these others I will cut a bit. Sispindi?
Good evening, Pastor Ray, and the guest in the studio, and the family of Lady Pulpit. Evil speaking. You know, abantu bakhuluma evil speaking. As asasho mfundisi, kakhulukazi basuke bani jealous. And once bekubona ukuthi you are favored by God, they will look mistake njengoba nishilo ngathi chashaze lincane. Uma ngazo ukuthi ubuzwa umuntu bekengekho akubuza indaba boyikhuluma nomunye omunye bekengekho, but uyokhona ukubuza ukuthi no, indaba le iye yahamba yafinyelela kabi. UNkulunkulu akasize, bathi ilimi lincane but lingakhosta umlilo. But as ushiwo ukuthi u-Aaron noMiriam
uNkulunkulu wabashaya ngoba be careful ukuthi ukhuluma ngubani kanjani. So siyabonga, let us be careful and guard our tongues, Pastor Ray. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mam Maureen.
Greetings to you, my brother.
Greetings, ma'am.
I greet you in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Yes, emlonyeni yethu. Enhlizweni zethu, our thoughts should praise the Lord. Sina sigcwele ukudumisa uNkulunkulu. We are full of praising the Lord. As I have mentioned, mina ukuthi mina I am talented. Ekuculeni angithatha number 1. Hey, my brother.
Hallelujah.
I am always happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here is the song that I am bringing to Radio Pulpit, to you, my brother in the Lord, and to all the listeners of the of Radio Pulpit. Bari e mudimu ho naba. E mudimu ho na. Bari e mudimu ho na. Bari Jesu uaphila.
Yayibona indaba ke manje. Siyabonga kakhulu. Sizoloku sishaya underneath masiloku sivalelisa lapha. Mfundisi Motha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my brother. May the Father bless you and yours. And Mfundisi Jabulani, Mfundisi Sipho nabalalela emakhaya, ngiyanithanda kakhulu. uNkulunkulu anibusisa nigcine.
Nimawate ayamupakela.
Sipho, siyabonga.
Tukwepile kore mpundi Godla, was you very much. Thank you for what the topic. Balale, mpundi Sumote, Jablan. Thank you very much. Adi amu pakela. Nidi
nonyana adi amu pakela. Jabu, thank you so much, my friend, my brother.
Thanks very much, my friend. We give you Shai Hamashia all the glory. Fundi Lena Kolo, Kulungulanga Tamasuka Songi, Fundi Su Hatewe, Fundi Su Mota, Abadabin Bong, Kulungulmada's Pussy.
Ah, Inkosin Bussis.
I love the music on the background.
Yes. Ah, what do they love the music on the background?
Uapi, Murimu, Hodari, Murimu.
All right, next week we are going to be touching base on the issue of spiritual bondages. We are talking about that. Mfundisi Motha, Pastor Jabulani, kanye no Pastor Sipho, thank you so much. Inkosi nibusise. Awuzeke. Thank you very much. And of course, we talk again on Tuesday. May the Father bless you abundantly. And of course, may He be glorified each and every time. Inkosi inibusise ngendlela esimanga. Mam Maureen, people say they like your music on the background. And of course, bese we just want to say Tudaraba. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you for the voice note. Thank you for listening. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. It's been great. It's been wonderful. If you're driving, just take it easy. Take it easy on the lanes there. Keep a safe following distance, man. Keep a safe following distance, and may the Father guide you all the time. As from me, Ray Lehodi, Tuda Raba.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life.
A winning team on the road to eternity.